welcome everyone to the NBA podcast on RJ Bell's Dream Preview. I'm your host, Manoff Manji, back in the saddle here for another episode talking all NBA. And coming off, I mean, what can we say? Another winning episode for the pod here. We'll get into that in a second, but joining me here to help me break everything down in the association, some more injuries happening around the association. Hopefully we give out some more winners. And it is Friday, which we'll have our Friday Five here. But it's Sleepy J. Sleepy, what's going on, my man? I might have to change your name to Starving J. I think that might be more fitting.
I know. It's funny. Like, every time it comes time for us to do a podcast, I'm going, dude, I didn't eat yet. Give me a couple extra minutes. I'm starving. I don't know what it is. But, yeah. I did eat, though. So I'm ready to go for the podcast. But currently, right now, getting ready for some of these night games in the NBA to tip off some of the college basketball games. This is, like, one of my favorite days out of the year. You know why, Manoff? Because the NRL, the National Rugby League, kicks off tonight. And I enjoy being able to go ahead and sit in peace and quiet in my house in the darkness at 2-3 in the morning and watch a little bit of rugby. So we got March Madness coming up. It's going to be a good weekend for me. Oh, and we got the UFC 299 too. Did a podcast with AJ today. So it's going to be an exciting couple of days for me. I'm all fired up, as you can tell.
Oh yeah, it's going to be an exciting week. Like you mentioned, we had a college basketball conference tournament starting during the day here, early in the day. So it's always fun to watch some college basketball, trying to get through the work day here as well. Like you mentioned, golf also, there's the American Express this weekend, if I'm not mistaken, for golf. And then, like you mentioned, UFC 299 going on this weekend as well. So sports and more sports. And for us here, the NBA continues. And like I mentioned earlier here, Sleepy, another winning episode for us. I think you mentioned it very well, that we're hitting our stride right now in the NBA. I think it's the most important time, especially in the association. You know, there's still a lot to be determined here. But quickly to recap our picks from the last episode, we did go 2-1. We had the double best bet kind of in the Thunder game. I know you were on the spread for the Oklahoma City Thunder against the Portland Trailblazers. Fell a little bit short there, but the team total for the Oklahoma City Thunder got their over 119.5. They scored at least 30 points in each of the four quarters. Oklahoma City Thunder. And our player prop best bet, that's now six in a row here, Sleepy. We went with, who do we go with? I can't remember who we go with, that we're giving out so many winners here. De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox we had against the Lakers on Wednesday night. The second quarter, he just absolutely took over, Sleepy. I mean, it was just so fun to watch him. I don't know if a lot of people were watching that game. I'm probably sure people were watching because we're giving out these player prop best bet winners here. But he finished that game with 44 points. And again, an easy winner for us to get to the window. So hopefully we can make it seven in a row here for the Friday night card. But yeah, I think we're, like you mentioned, Sleepy, we're hitting our stride here in the association.
It's funny, like, you forget, like, what picks you have at times, because you give out so many winners, and that's a good thing. You know, that's a good feeling. But I will say this about Fox. I don't know how the hell this happened, but I came in the house, I sat down, I turned on the computer, I look up, I see Fox with 20 points, and it's at halftime, and I'm like, oh, this is sweet. So I went ahead, I hit you up, and it didn't take, but I don't know, it seemed like maybe less than 10 minutes from the time they were in halftime, and I don't know when they came back out and started third quarter, but he was already at 30, and you already had messaged me. Like, it happened so quick. So I was like, holy smokes. I was like, I literally was just looking at him with 20, and I turned around, looked again. It was like, all of a sudden he had 30, finished with 44. So you couldn't have been any more right on that one. And give credit where credit's due, you know, like, this is one of your things that you excel in, is player props. You find the matchups, you find the trends that are falling in these guys' favors and everything. So, you know, kudos to you. You know, you've been heading this for how long now? 6-7 weeks, and you were on fire in the beginning of the year too. So, you know, I have no problem taking the back seat, and when it's my turn to go ahead and really go and give out my pick, or at least go ahead and lead off, you know, I'll do the best I can. But, you know, when you're running this hot and forgetting who the hell you gave out, I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, again, like you mentioned, it just feels good to give out those winners. No, especially to our listeners. I know we've been getting tweets and things like that and interaction with people listening to the pod, and they're cashing in with us. So that's always a great feeling. You know, it's always us against the book. So it's always feels good to get to the windows with not only our player props, but also I think we've been doing pretty well with our, you know, best bets as well, whether it's been sides or total. So hopefully we can continue that into the Friday night card here, Sleepy. But with all the winning that we're doing, hey, there's a lot more winning happening right now on pregame.com. And like you mentioned, Sleepy, UFC this weekend, we're in the midst of conference tournaments going on as of today. I know it's going to continue through the weekend here, and there's still a lot to be determined in the NBA as well. So, and again, we're what, 2-3 weeks away now from the MLB season, but you know, kind of ties into how hot we've been running here, but some hot cappers on the pregame.com website as well. Let our listeners know what they can take advantage of right now on pregame.com.
Well, like I was just saying, like, this is going to be an exciting weekend. So you have college basketball conference tournaments, and the college basketball March Madness packages are up right now at pregame.com. If you simply enter code BUZZER15, save $15 on those packages or on any particular daily pick of your choice. Again, that's BUZZER15. You have UFC 299 coming up. Talk to AJ today. He's getting that all ready to rock and roll. So, you know, if you're looking forward to the fight, you got that. And then you have NBA, and like Manoff said, MLB's kicking off here shortly. And one of our handicappers, who many of you have probably heard of before, Steve Fezzik, amazing MLB season last year. And it was funny, I was talking to AJ today on the podcast, and he was talking about how good his college basketball season is. I've been at pregame for 10 years now, and I don't know of any other handicapper on there. And I've had some really good seasons in college basketball, but it's not touching what AJ's doing. He's up like 80 units in college basketball. If you take anybody in the industry, I don't care what website you're affiliated with or whatever you do, if you're up 80 units in college basketball, that's not luck. Oh, no. That means you're good at what you do. So AJ is, he's just simply kicking ass. So, you know, even though I like to pound my chest and think that I'm very, very good at college basketball, and I could sit here and tell you that I am, I could tell you that if you're looking to buy somebody right now, AJ Hoffman's your guy when it comes to college basketball, because he's just so locked in. He knows each and every team throughout all the conferences. He delivers. So let's just put it that way. So that would be my personal recommendation. Go get AJ, get him ready to rock and roll for college basketball. I know you will not be disappointed.
You know, I was going to mention this, and I should mention this, that you know, me and AJ have something in common, that, you know, we're both here from the Houston area. I know he's out in Vegas now, and I know we're both kind of running hot here. Like you mentioned, you know, with our player props here on the NBA pod, and he's absolutely crushing it in college. So again, make sure to get over to pregame.com, take advantage of what not only AJ is doing, but also the other cappers on pregame.com. Sleepy, this morning, some more. I hate talking about negative things on the pod, but I mean, it's a big story happening right now as of this morning for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Big injury news out of their camp. Karl Anthony Towns, he suffers a torn meniscus, a similar injury to what Joel Embiid was dealing with this season. And he's going to be out for indefinite amount of time. I think at minimum it's going to be for the rest of the regular season. We'll see what the timeline exactly is going to be for Karl Anthony Towns, but you know, if it's anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks, that'll probably be maybe the first, second round of the NBA playoffs here. But as of right now, for this Minnesota team, but especially where they are right now in the season, you know, battling for the number one seed in the Western Conference, tied there with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Just a crushing injury for the Minnesota Timberwolves here, Sleepy.
It's terrible. And if you have a Minnesota Timberwolves ticket, I think it's probably pretty much as good as garbage right now, because you're not going to win without Karl Anthony Towns. That team's sitting number one seed. So there are obviously things that are making that happen. And Karl Anthony Towns is one of those reasons. So I don't want to go ahead and say like, oh, he's like a Joel Embiid, but you see what happens when star players leave your team. Philadelphia is a pretty good example, I think, because Embiid's off the floor. We still have Maxey, still have Tobias Harris, and that team is just struggling. So I could see a similar thing here happening with the Timberwolves. Maybe they get up for a game or two or three, but at some point, you know, the teams that they probably should be beating and covering spread, It's going to end up hurting them sooner or later. But this is, in my opinion, it's a nail in the coffin right now for the Timberwolves. You can't lose a player like Cat, especially when your team is running as well as it's running. It's a very well-oiled machine. He could beat you inside. He could beat you outside. And it's just going to be too much to take off the floor for the T-Wolves. So maybe the number one seed will help them or number two seed will help them. But without Cat, I mean, it feels like it's probably going to be, you know, probably a first round exit. And they're going to need Edwards to go ahead and do pretty much everything possible. I mean, he's playing by himself tonight, and currently against the Pacers has 39 points. So, I mean, he's going to have to go ahead and keep up that kind of pace and just turn into – he's going to have to turn into Superman. Not saying he can't do it. I mean, he's doing it tonight, you know, and we're probably going to end up seeing that. But they're going to need that type of play from Edwards in order to go ahead and, you know, keep moving on and along.
Yeah, and again, especially that Karl Anthony Towns is their second best scorer. And I think that when you talk about this Minnesota Timberwolves team, I think primarily it's only two guys that can really create their own shots, right? It's Anthony Edwards. It's Karl Anthony Towns. So again, it's going to be very tough for this team right now, you know, going forward. And I think there's Anthony Edwards that can only do so much, right? And I think that for this Minnesota Timberwolves team, that if they want to continue winning these games, they're going to have to continue playing some solid defense. And for them to, right now, as it stands on, you know, Thursday night here, holding the Pacers to 105 points is going to take that type of effort for this Minnesota Timberwolves team to continue winning games. So we'll find out what the exact timeline is going to be for this Minnesota Timberwolves team. But I think, like you mentioned, that it's going to be very, very tough not having Karl Anthony Towns on the floor again, an all-star caliber player that is going to be missing a significant time here for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I say that, I know you and I were talking offline that I had a ticket on Anthony Edwards to score 40 or more points here tonight. And he gets there to the window for me. He's at 41 right now. So, and again, it might just take that type of effort. I mean, more times than not for Anthony Edwards, for Anthony Edwards and for this Minnesota Timberwolves team to continue winning games. So we'll definitely keep an eye out for the Minnesota Timberwolves. One more injury news I did come across. I don't think it's to surprise to anyone, but Ben Simmons shut down for the rest of the season. He was dealing with a nerve issue. I'm going to seek some more opinions on what exactly he can do to improve his health and if he can come back next season as well. But, you know, I don't think this one came to anybody's surprise here that for Ben Simmons, that he is going to be missing the rest of the season. I mean, just for the last several seasons, he's just been battling so many injuries. I mean, you feel for the guy because when he's actually on the court, I mean, he does make a difference, right? It's on the defensive end, whether it's initiating offense for whatever team he's on, but it's just, he just hasn't been able to stay on the court for Ben Simmons. So I don't want to say his days are limited in the NBA, but with the injuries that he's been dealing with, whether it's been his knee, it's been his back, it's been very difficult for Ben Simmons to stay healthy. I don't know if you have any thoughts on Ben Simmons.
I'm kind of with you there. His days have to be numbered. Clearly, when you have an issue, especially with your back, nerves, and stuff like that, like you can wake up wrong and not be able to move. And clearly, Ben Simmons hasn't been right for how long, but you have to ask yourself, like, how many teams out there in the NBA want to go ahead and take up a roster spot with a guy who he's struggled since he left Philly, and he's been hurt since he left Philly. So it wouldn't surprise me if he just announced retirement. It wouldn't surprise me if there's an NBA team that left him off the roster. I mean, it's not going to help Brooklyn out at all. I mean, your Brooklyn Nets are having a tough time here tonight. Looks like they got beat by the Pistons there, Manoff. I don't know if you were scoreboard watching there, but
there's going to be one of these pods where you don't bring up the Brooklyn Nets, and until that bet is officially in the books, that's when I hope you're
going to. You should call them and say, "Could you guys stop playing games when me and Sleeper are on the podcast and the games are final?" It's crappy news. So I don't know. I mean, even if he gets picked up next year, it doesn't matter what team he goes to. He's not going to move the needle unless he's absolutely healthy. So, yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. So,
yeah, I mean, it really is. And again, hopefully, I mean, he's able to get fully healthy again. But right now, it seems like it's more of a concern than it is always positive news for Ben Simmons. So, yeah, Ben Simmons, again, done for the rest of the season for the Brooklyn Nets. Turn the page, you're sleepy. Let's get to some games here on the Friday night card in the association. We'll start off here with the Miami Heat. I know they are playing in Dallas here on Thursday night. They'll make a very short trip from Dallas to Oklahoma City to take on the Thunder. Thunder currently, as it stands, are a 8.5-point home favorite in this game against the Miami Heat. Looking at the injury report for the Oklahoma City Thunder side, relatively healthy. They are, like we mentioned, coming off that victory against the Portland Trailblazers. They will be traveling back home here to host the Miami Heat. So pretty clean injury report for them. Nobody really on there except for a guy that's on a two-way deal for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I know it's very tough to handicap some of these games, especially when teams are on a back-to-back situation here, because again, with the Miami Heat, especially a team that's been dealing with a lot of injuries, you know, Kevin Love's been out of the lineup for them, Tyler Hero's been out of the lineup, and now you're going to be on a back-to-back situation. We'll see if Jimmy Butler does, in fact, end up playing in this game or not against the Oklahoma City Thunder right now. But currently, as it stands, Thunder 8.5-point favorite with a total of 225.5 in this game here. Sleepy, what are you thinking?
It's tough because I haven't had a chance really to go ahead and put any money on Miami. But like, I know Hero's not there, and I think that that's a big loss. Kevin Love's not there. I don't know. I kind of lean that way. And maybe a little bit of that is just the bias that I have right now against the Thunder, because in the last game that I took them best bet, you know, they went ahead and they failed to cover the spread against a terrible Portland Trail Blazers team. So I don't know. I'm kind of just thinking like Miami has maybe overcome some of the injuries that they've had, and they figured out like, okay, like we got, you know, we got Scary Terry and on the lineup, and you know, you got Martin coming off the bench, and they're such a well-coached team. I think that they can go in here and maybe keep this one closer than 8.5 points. I would lean with Miami, but it would only be a lean as of right now. So I'll say lean Miami, and I don't think I would do anything really with the total at this point.
Yeah, I think you take a look at this Miami team right now. I mean, they're going to go down to the wire here against the Dallas Mavericks in this game. But I think the one advantage that I think a player that could have a big game is going to be Bam, because you take a look at the lack of front court protection for this Oklahoma City Thunder team. It was just the other night when we talked about this, when the OKC Thunder and the Phoenix Suns matched up in a game where Yusuf Nurkic had 31 rebounds in that game. I'm not saying that Bam's going to go out there and have 31 rebounds against this Oklahoma City Thunder team, but I think offensively, I think Bam is a guy that can have some success in this game. And I feel like 8.5 is a lot here for this Oklahoma City Thunder team. And I know despite them being one of the best teams at home this season covering the spread, but I think Miami, like you mentioned, they're a well-coached team. They have guys coming off of the bench here, you know, that can provide some depth, right? Jaime Jaquez Jr., he's played very well on this Thursday night game. I mean, he's been outside of the main conversation between Wimby and Chet Holmgren. I don't think Jaime Jaquez has been talked about enough, because he's just been incredible thus far this season for this Miami Heat team. So, again, like we mentioned, it's tough to gauge if Jimmy Butler will play in this game or not. But I think Bam has a big game if he does, in fact, end up playing. I think this is just too many points right now for this Oklahoma City Thunder team. So I'm going to go with the Miami Heat here at +8.5 currently as it stands against the OKC Thunder.
You know, one of the things, Manoff, that you and I had talked about on multiple podcasts in the past is like, which team surprises you the most and which team disappoints you the most? I don't want to say Miami surprises me the most, but I think it is surprising that, you know, they're sitting there with a record that's equal to the Phoenix Suns, it's equal to, you know, the Philadelphia 76ers, equal to the Dallas Mavericks and the Kings, like, you know, good basketball teams. I just never felt like Miami was ever in that conversation. When you look at the playoff standings right now, they're currently sitting sixth. I mean, they're not even in the play-in. So there's something that's working there. And a lot of it, I think it comes down to, you know, when you have a player like Bam and Jimmy Butler and a coach like Spoelstra, you can go ahead and you could just get yourself enough pieces to go out there and kind of fill in the blanks. And that's the big three for Miami. They'll figure it out. So, you know, give them credit. That when I look now, I mean, yeah, it's a little surprising, you know, with all the injury stuff that they had and just, you know, the ups and downs and stuff like that. Like, still, I mean, they're sitting there with 35 wins. So it's impressive.
Yeah, again, like you mentioned, that this team always just finds a way to get into the playoffs. And they always just find a way to flip the switch. I guess there's something about that Heat culture. I don't know. You know, we talked about the Terry Rozier pickup, and I think that, you know, it's not talked about enough because he provides that scoring, you know, punch and depth that the Miami Heat need, right? Especially when Tyler Hero's been missing the past several games. I mean, we just look tonight right now, 22 points for Terry Rozier, also has 11 assists. Jimmy Butler hasn't gotten the shot attempts up, but he only has 10 points, and Duncan Robinson. So the depth on this team around Jimmy Butler and Bam, I think, fits very well for this for those players around those two guys. And again, like you mentioned, I think Eric Spoelstra is easily a top three coach in the association. Some may argue that he's probably the best one in the association. So I think they're a very well coached team. They have the depth around their main players. And again, this team is going to be definitely a tough out when it comes to the playoffs again in the Eastern Conference. But at least for this game on Friday night, give me the points here with the Miami Heat plus the 8.5. So we'll be getting to the game of the night on Friday night. That is going to be the Milwaukee Bucks. They are traveling to LA to take on the Lakers in this game. Currently, as it stands, the Lakers are a slight 1-point favorite in this game with a total of 235.5. Looking at the injury report for both of these teams, the usual suspects that are on there for the LA Lakers: Anthony Davis, it's probable. LeBron did leave the last game with that ankle injury that he's been dealing with. He's officially listed as questionable. Cam Reddish is probable. And the usual suspects: Jared Vanderbilt, Gabe Vincent, and Christian Wood are all out for this game. For the Milwaukee Bucks, looking at it, Giannis is probable for this game. Chris Middleton continues to be out with a left ankle sprain. Other than that, a very healthy squad here for this Milwaukee Bucks team as well. Both teams are coming off of losses here. Like we talked about, the LA Lakers dropped their last game against the Sacramento Kings. And then also the Golden State Warriors absolutely destroyed the Milwaukee Bucks in their last game by 35 points. The Milwaukee Bucks, Sleepy, scored a whole 9 points in that game against the Golden State Warriors on Wednesday night. They scored a whole 32 points in that second half. So a little bit of struggle on the offensive side for the Milwaukee Bucks. But maybe a cure here going up against LA, who defensively has not been very good. So let's start with the side or total here, Sleepy. -1 in favor of the LA Lakers hosting Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, you and I went ahead on the last podcast and we talked a little bit about the Warriors and Bucks game. And you and I thought that the Warriors at home coming off of a beatdown against Boston, that they would go ahead and respond and they wouldn't let Milwaukee go in their house and go ahead and punk them. And turned out to be the opposite. You know, the Warriors absolutely punked the Bucks here. My gut feeling says that Milwaukee goes into this game and they put a pretty good beating here on the Lakers. I know the Lakers are a half decent basketball team, but for some reason, I always think like the star players, like they perform when crunch time is on the line. That's a guy like Giannis. That's a guy like Dame Time, right? Like those guys are going to go out there. They're going to perform, especially when they're in LA. I don't even think you could talk me into the Lakers here. I think the Bucks are going to take the loss that they took versus the loss that the Lakers took against Sacramento. And I think that the Bucks are going to – they're not going to be happy. They're going to be salty. I think the Lakers have a bullseye on their back for this particular game. It would be the Bucks for me. It would be pretty strong. I think the Bucks are going to end up closing the favorite in this game, probably somewhere in that 2-3-point range. That's what I think. Yeah, I like the Bucks a lot. I mean, that very well could be my best bet yet, and I haven't actually settled on a best bet yet. But I do like the Bucks a whole hell of a lot in this one.
Yeah, I mean, I really like backing these teams that are coming off of an embarrassing loss. And I know both of these teams are. But the Milwaukee Bucks, I think defensively, have been the best team coming out of the All-Star break defensive-wise. I know they've dropped down to second just behind the New Orleans Pelicans here. But offensively, I trust them more. And just like I mentioned, defensively, the LA Lakers are the third worst defensive rated team since the All-Star break. And I just don't think that I can trust them in this spot against the Milwaukee Bucks, who are going to be focused. And like you mentioned, right, players and teams get up to play against the Lakers, especially on the road. And I think that Giannis, Dame, who's had a lot of success in his career against the Lakers, I think he's going to be focused and ready for this game as well. And I'm 100% with you here. I think the Bucks bounce back in a very big way here against the LA Lakers here on Friday night. So Bucks for me here as well. Anything else you want to add for this game?
Just listen to your handicap. It's convinced me to just make my best bet the Bucks. So I'll skip a long handicap. A lot of what you said, a lot of what I said, the line feels wrong to me. It feels like the Bucks should be like probably laying like -3 here in this particular spot. So I'll go ahead. I'll save everybody the suspense. Sleepy's best bet for the podcast is going to be the Bucks.
There we go. And again, keep your eye out for the status of LeBron, because if LeBron does get ruled out for this game, we may see this line obviously significantly move in the favor of the Milwaukee Bucks here, Sleepy. So again, Sleepy's best bet is going to be the Milwaukee Bucks right now, plus the one over on DraftKings against the LA Lakers. Getting over to my best bet for the Friday night card here, Sleepy. I'm going to go over to that game between the Orlando Magic and the New York Knicks. And I'm looking at taking the under 208.5 in this game. And several reasons why I do like this bet here for this game between the Knicks and the Magic. And first of all, if we look at it from a standpoint historically, that this series or this matchup, I should say, between these two teams has trended towards the under. So I'll start with this season alone. This will be the fourth matchup this season between these two teams. And the Knicks have struggled in this spot. They're 0-3 straight up, 0-3 against the spread, and the under is 2-1 in those games this season. But even when we look at it from a historical standpoint, since the 2019 season, when these two teams have matched up, the under is 11-3-1, cashing close to 70%, exactly at 68.6%. And those final scores have an average of 203 points in that 15-game span, between these two teams. And you also look at it right now, right? The New York Knicks are struggling by having guys available. I mean, the amount of injuries that they do have, right? We've talked about the OG Anunobis, the Julius Randles, the Mitchell Robinson. Jalen Brunson has been dealing with that left knee injury. So if he does get ruled out, I mean, they're very compromised on the offensive side, are the New York Knicks. And we talked about how great the defense for the Milwaukee Bucks has been. Orlando is right behind them in defensive efficiency since the All-Star break, number 3 overall in the NBA. In that span. And since the All-Star break for the New York Knicks, the under in that span is 6-1 for the New York Knicks. And then for the Orlando Magic since the All-Star break, 6-2 turns the under in those games, averaging about 210 points per game. And also pace, right? These are not the fastest paced teams in the entire association. You take a look, Orlando is the second slowest paced team. The team that's the slowest paced, the New York Knicks. So expect this to be a rock fight here. I think the first team to 100 points, 102 points, gets the victory here. So I'm looking at the under right now, 208.5 between the Orlando Magic and the New York Knicks as my best bet here, Sleepy.
Orlando's just a team that just tends to go ahead and just play such good defense that the under is always a way that you want to look. But with the Knicks and their injury issues right now, and the defense that they play, this is going to be one of those, will we see each other in the playoffs? And let's go ahead and let's try to figure this out now. And I think the first thing that these two teams, because I think that they're more defensive-minded teams than they are offensive-minded, they're going to look to go ahead and kind of, measure up how good they are on defense versus each other. So I could see this being – I could see both teams struggling to get to 100 in this one. I could certainly see that happening. So I'd be with you before I'd ever be against you on this one.
There we go. So best bet, again, to recap our best bet, Sleepy is going to take the Bucks plus the one And my best bet is going to be the under 208.5 between the New York Knicks hosting the Orlando Magic on Friday night. Sleepy, let's get over to our Friday Five. It's Friday night. You guys know how we do it for the Friday Five. You pick five players that you think will accumulate the most points. Go over to pregame.com, hit that contest tab, just look for the Friday Five, put your five players in there, and you can compete against us and also everyone else that is going to be submitting their Friday Five. Winners will get bulk dollars to pregame.com here. So, Sleepy, I'll kick it off here for the Friday Five here. The first two guys I want to start with, I think we're at the top of my list. The first guy, Anthony Edwards. I mean, like we talked about it, right? Without Carl Anthony Towns, the offense, it's going to fall on the shoulders of Anthony Edwards. And we just take a look at an example just on the Thursday night card. Anthony Edwards finished that game with 44 points. He got up 35 shots in 39 minutes. And that's including him missing the first couple minutes in this game because he landed on Andrew Nimhard's foot within the first 20 seconds, went back to the locker room, came back out, and to casually drop 44 points. And I think it's going to be a shot volume thing with Anthony Edwards. I know they're going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers. We may or may not see Donovan Mitchell in this game. He's been out for the past several games. But we'll start there with Anthony Edwards. And then we'll go over to the game that we, in your best bet, Giannis, you mentioned it, right? He should have a big game here for the Milwaukee Bucks, bouncing back after the embarrassing loss that they suffered against the Golden State Warriors on Wednesday night. So I think there's a good spot here for Giannis to bounce back here and lead his team, hopefully to a victory for at least your best bet's sake, and have a big night for our Friday Five. So we'll start there with Anthony Edwards and then Giannis Antetokounmpo. And then I'm going to go over to that game, Sleepy, before I hand it off to you for the final two guys, between that game between the Wizards and the Charlotte Hornets. Now, I wanted to add Miles Bridges here into our Friday Five here. And if you take a look at this Charlotte Hornets team, right? Obviously, no LaMelo Ball, and the scoring responsibility has really fell on two guys for the Charlotte Hornets. It's been Brandon Miller, and it's been Miles Bridges. And Miles Bridges, I mean, you take a look, I know he's been struggling a little bit over the past five games. He had a tough night against Orlando Magic in his last game. Played 36 minutes, got up 16 shots, only made three. But as we discussed, as part of my best bet, that the Orlando Magic, one of the best teams defensively since the All-Star break. But now you have a matchup for this Charlotte Hornets team and Miles Bridges in particular, which I think can bounce back and have a big night scoring here. So I'll add Miles Bridges to our Friday Five here. So you'd be leaving two guys. I'm going to hand it off to you for our Friday Five.
Yeah, the other two we're going to go with here, Anthony Davis. I think this is a great pick, and here's why. I think at times, like, LeBron's like, you know what? The spotlight's on us. We're on ESPN. We've got to play a really, really good team. And if I don't do anything to make myself look bad, then I'm not going to get blamed. So let's just go ahead and let's get the ball to Anthony Davis as many times as possible. And maybe he gets hurt. Maybe he goes out there and has 40, but if all goes bad and we get beat in this game, I just think that sometimes, like, LeBron is very good at being able to go ahead and pass the buck. And I'm hoping he passes the buck here to Anthony Davis. And I think that he will. I think Anthony Davis is in line maybe for a monster game here. So I would go ahead. I would throw him in here for sure. And we know that the Bucks defense hasn't been exactly great, right? And we're going to play with a ton of pace. So I think AD's, at least his attempts, will be there. But I think LeBron's going to look to go ahead and get AD, you know, a little bit more involved, probably more than like a Russell or something like that, maybe a Reeves. I think LeBron's going to look to his go-to guy here in AD. And then the other one, I think that this is a really good pick too, is SGA. I mean, it's probably no surprise. I mean, this dude scores 30 whenever he wants to. I think Miami kind of is a tough matchup here for Chet Holmgren because you have Jimmy Butler out there. You have Bam Adebayo. I think they're going to throw a lot of bodies at Holmgren because they know that SGA is going to do what he's going to do. Don't let the rest of the team go ahead and beat you. I think because Miami looks to play sound defense, let that one guy go out there and do what he wants to do. And I don't think they can go ahead and they could stop SGA. So I think what's going to end up happening here is you're going to see a lot of the other role players on the team for OKC kind of be a little bit limited, be locked down. It's going to be on SGA to go out there, you know, and have an MVP type game. And I think that there's a good chance that he will. So, you know, we'll punch him into the Friday Five. If he gets us 30, you know, I'm happy about that. But I can't envision a game in which he doesn't score 30 against Miami here. So SGA for me and AD as well.
Yeah, and I think also AD, like you mentioned, they're sleepy. It almost seems like it's a free roll because if LeBron doesn't end up playing in this game, that you'll probably see the offense obviously going through either D'Lo and Anthony Davis in this game here. So, yeah, I really do like our Friday Five here this week. So hopefully we can win it for the third time this season for our Friday Five. So just to recap, we're going to go with Anthony Edwards. We're going to go with Giannis, Anthony Davis, Miles Bridges, and then we'll round it out with SGA against the Miami Heat for our Friday Five. So be one last order of business here. That is going to be our player prop best bet for the Friday night card. We've won six in a row, going for lucky number seven here for this Friday night card. And we're going to be going with one of the guys in our Friday Five. Pretty much almost gave us a handicap away when we did the Friday Five there. But I really like Miles Bridges in this matchup here against the Washington Wizards. His points prop right now is sitting at 22.5 minus 105, currently over at DraftKings. And I do like him to bounce back in this game and have a big scoring performance. So over 22.5 is going to be our player prop best bet for the Friday night card here. And now, like I was mentioning, right, Miles Bridges coming off of a rough game against the Orlando Magic, where he did play 36 minutes. He got up 16 shots, only made three of them, was one of six from the three-point line, didn't get to the free throw line, only finished the game with 7 points. Also did struggle a little bit against the Toronto Raptors, played 40 minutes, got up 19 shots, and scored 20 points in that game. But for Miles Bridges, now for this team overall, I should say, for the Charlotte team, that they're going up against from one of the best teams defensively since the All-Star break in the Orlando Magic, number three, now going up against the second worst defensive rated team in the Washington Wizards on Friday night here. And you take a look at what Miles Bridges did earlier this season against the Washington Wizards. He went out there and scored 33 points in that game against the Washington Wizards earlier this season. Back on November 22nd, he played 37 minutes, got up 18 shots, scored 33 points, also grabbed 10 rebounds, went 3 of 7 from beyond the arc, and was 8 of 10 from the free throw line here as well. So I think this is a good buy low opportunity for Miles Bridges to bounce back here against the second worst defensive rated team since the All-Star break. And again, he's going to get the minutes. He's playing, he's averaging 38 minutes per game over the last five games. The shot volume is there for him as well. He's getting up close to 17 to 18 shots per game. He's also firing it from the 3-point line, I should say. And I think he's just going to be a little bit more efficient in this game. And also, I think he'd also get inside the paint and have some success because there's not a lot of rim protection in this game for the Washington Wizards because Marvin Bagley is going to be out in this game. So expect him to get to the basket, expect him to get to the free throw line, knock down some 3-point shots here. So hopefully he gets us to the window here, Sleepy. So Miles Bridges over 22.5 points as our player prop best bet, looking for lucky number seven here, Sleepy.
I love the fact that he had a clunker in the last game, and it was a tough game against Orlando. I mean, he only went out there, had 7 points, but that's a tough interior team on defense. And I think that that's one of the things that he's going to look to go ahead and do here against the Wizards. Get inside, get a couple buckets, get some looks, see the ball go down, maybe get to the free throw line once or twice. And then he can go ahead and he can go in out to the 3-point line where he's had success out there, but he's been a little cold the last two games. But Washington's defense is just so bad that they're going to give you, you know, the best looks possible. This dude plays 40 minutes a game, and I know sometimes Charlotte gets blown out and maybe some of his minutes get limited, but this is a game where both of these teams aren't all that great, so I don't see either team blowing each other out. The minutes will be there. The attempts will be there. Miles Bridges, don't be shocked if he turns around and has, like, another one of those, like, 40-point games. That wouldn't surprise me. So I think an alternate bet with him might actually be something that you might want to consider in your wheelhouse for this one.
Yeah, 100%. Again, I really do like the matchup here going up against the Wizards in this game for Miles Bridges. So going for seven in a row here, official player prop best bet for the Friday night card, Miles Bridges over 22.5 points right now at minus 105, currently over on DraftKings. So maybe that is going to wrap it up, my friend, for this edition of the NBA podcast on RJ Bell's Dream Preview. So it was a lot of fun. Again, when you're winning, it's a lot of fun, you know, getting behind the mic and just talking hoops and giving out winners here. But like you mentioned, I think we're in a great stride here. Hopefully we can close out this week with another winning podcast between yourself and myself here for the listeners here. So anything else you want to mention before we go our separate ways?
Yeah, I think it's wise for us to go ahead and tell everybody to kind of like subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Twitter, because when we're doing these podcasts, Manaf, it's hard enough to go ahead and win one day, let alone 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days in a row. So, you know, if you guys aren't subscribed to the podcast, following us on our Twitter accounts, you really are losing money. Like we were just talking about before when we were doing our promotion. And when you have a handicapper out there like an AJ Hoffman who's putting up 80 units of college basketball, that's some of the best numbers you're going to find throughout an entire season across all sports. He's doing it in one sport. And Manaf has showed, you know, player props is really his specialty. Like he that's his sweet spot. So don't let these podcasts go by. Don't let all these winners go by. Like, subscribe to the podcast. Follow Manaf at SportsNerd824. Follow myself, CJ_pregame. And hopefully we come back on the next podcast and we're talking about, you know, we're going for 7, 8, 9, 10 in a row. So we'll see.
Yeah, 100%. Again, make sure, like Sleepy said, subscribe to the podcast. It's been a lot of fun just talking hoops and giving out winners here. So hopefully, like I mentioned, we can continue that for this Friday night card. That's going to do it. We will talk to you guys next week. Till then, good luck with your bets. Let's break these books off, and we'll talk to you guys down the road.